the Lord will provide. I want to talk to you about Yah Yireh, the God who will provide. In Genesis chapter 22, we see God testing Abraham. And the Lord speaks to Abraham and says, "Hey, I want you to go and take your son, your only son whom you love, and go to a land in which I show you, into the mountains, and I want you to sacrifice your son." Then the Bible says that Abraham arose early and went to the place in which God had told him. In verse 7, we see Yitzchak, Isaac, speaking to his father, saying, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." You know the story. Yitzchak, Isaac, is spared, and the Lord provides a ram caught in the thicket by its horns and is sacrificed in place of the son. Then in verse 14, "And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide." I believe it is greatly pressed upon the Father's heart for us to get the truths found in his scriptures, in his words, down deep within us. A major theme lately has been the scripture from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God can provide for Abraham, then surely he can still provide for us as well today. Let's look at a few supernatural circumstances from the scriptures that demonstrate God's ability to provide. In 2 Kings chapter 4, we see a widow approaching the prophet Elisha. And in verse 1, the Bible says, "A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, 'Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves.'" What's taking place in this story? This woman, this widow, is in severe poverty. The Bible says that the creditors, the people who she owes money to, are coming to take her two sons to be slaves. Then in verse 2, "So Elisha said to her, 'What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?' And she said, 'Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil.'" Verse 3, "Then he said, 'Go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels, and set aside the full ones.'" Verse 6, "Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, 'Bring me another vessel.' And he said to her, 'There is not another vessel.' So the oil ceased." Finally, in verse 7, "Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, 'Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest.'" In Genesis chapter 22 and 2 Kings chapter 4, we see the Lord supernaturally providing through miracles. In Mark chapter 8, we see Jesus feeding the 4,000. And in verse 5, he asks, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, 7. Jesus then takes the loaves, gives thanks. And in verse 8, it says, "So they ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets of leftover fragments." God is a God of miraculous signs and wonders. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you are in need of a provisional miracle, then I would encourage you to prepare for one, to make yourself available to receive one. I would encourage you to approach the throne of grace with boldness, but with childlike faith. If you're in need of a miracle, then prepare for a miracle. If you're in need of financial provisions, then take your bills before the Lord and lay them on the ground and say, "Lord, I believe that you can supernaturally pay off my debt for me. Show me how it is you desire me to pay off these bills. I believe the Lord is ready to pour out his blessings upon all of those who are willing to receive them with childlike faith." Let's make some declarations into the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that the Lord will provide for me. I believe the Lord's economy is not the same as the world's economy. Therefore, I prepare myself and position myself to receive the blessings, provisions, and miracles of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.